Rush Hour with Luke Bradnam.
The Goldies, 92.5 Triple M. Welcome to the jungle.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. You're live and local drive home. Luke Bradnam with you. Our final show today.
Aww.
Yeah, it's weird, mate. Weird. I feel a bit not with it, I'll be honest with you. It's 17 years I've been on Gold Coast Radio, and today's going to be my last day for God knows how long, and it kind of feels a bit weird. I think I'm in denial, and I don't mean a river in Egypt. I'm honestly, I'm feeling a bit weird that it hasn't really sunk in that today's going to be our last day. I love doing this freaking show. I love spending time with you guys. I love being a part of the Gold Coast community the way that I am. And the fact that I'm not going to be around next year and this is our final show, I've known it's coming, don't get me wrong, but today it's arrived and I'm like, I'm not going to be doing this. Look, tomorrow I'm not going to be doing this.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
Final show today, unfortunately, and why am I not surprised? But who has rocked into the studio on our final day of this show? But of course, it used to be her show. The great Margot Parker, everybody. Hello, Margot.
Hello, Lou.
Thank you for coming down. We just had a bit of a going away. I'll just take you behind the scenes. We had a going away deal for me in the room here, and the whole staff come down, and the bosses came out, and honestly, they blew so much wind up my backside. Like, they said some really nice things, and the whole time I'm thinking,
you're the one that fired me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I sound like such a good bloke. Why are you not giving me a job? And you missed it, Margot, but then you rocked up as we were cutting the cake, and I went, that is such a Margot thing to do. You're so thoughtful. Thank you for coming along.
Well, I wanted to come down and see you off for your last show because I know how much you love this, and I loved being a part of it for a short time with you, and we're going to miss you, mate. We're going to miss you here at Triple M and a part of the family, but you're going to go on to do amazing things, and we're still going to see you on the weather, but we love you. I know you're a slave to the radio, but, you know, onwards and upwards. When one door closes, they say, another one opens.
Have you got a book of cliches in front of you, Margot?
Call me Oprah.
Well, today I was at Marina Mirage today, and I had a bloke come up to me at the, what's it called? Some dog grooming place there.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes,
like a hydro bath.
He goes, mate, I love your show. He goes, when did you finish here? Last September, right?
End of October last year. Yeah.
End of October. So you've been gone a year and 3 months.
Yeah.
He goes, mate, I never miss your show. He goes, I absolutely love it. You and Margot are great together. And I'm like, I didn't have the heart to tell him. She's been gone.
She's not on there anymore.
No, thank you very much for dropping by, Margot.
No, you're welcome. We love you and the Gold Coast loves you. You are the man and we're going to miss you. But it was so nice to be here and say goodbye to you in person. I couldn't just leave one of those little messages or, you know, a little montage. I wanted to come down and see you in person and just say hi.
Do you need a passport to go to Tasmania?
Oh, have you got some? Wait up a second. Let's just recap. Those of you that are new to the show, I didn't realise producer Jeremy had stumbled across some Margot Parker gold. Can we listen to some of Margot's questions while we were doing the show together? A bit of a trip down memory lane, folks, of the great Margot Parker.
Mickey Mouse is a dog, isn't he?
Mickey Mouse is a dog, isn't he? You've worked out that he's not a dog by now, haven't
you? Yeah.
What else you got
still
there?
Figuring
Do you need
something?
A passport to go to Tasmania?
We don't need a passport to go anywhere at the moment. No. We just can't bloody go anywhere.
Well, you can have a passport. You can just can't use the frigging thing. Margot, I love you.
I love you. I'm going to miss you. This was my favourite show to do, and you were my favourite co-host of all time. I love you. I'm going to miss you. We here at Triple M are going to miss you, but we'll see you soon.
I love you. Good on you.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
We're racking off out of here today, our final show, but I love getting to chat to Mayor Tom Tate to find out what's going on around the city. And there's a bit to discuss this week. Tom's joining us right now. G'day, Tom. How are you, mate?
Hi, Luke. Mate, I'm good. It's that time of year, starting at the beginning to feel like Christmas. I'm slurring my speech all over the place.
Where are you, mate? Where are you at the moment?
Oh, no, I just joined the Umis at the Broadbeach Bowls Club. It's stand for Office of the Mayor, so they're having their Christmas drinks, so it's wonderful to be here. And
I'll tell you something about the Broadbeach Bowls Club. There's a dude that works behind the bar there, and he's an actual world champion. Like, he's literally the Yes, he's a world champion bowler. I think he's a Canadian dude. He's probably pouring your beers for you this afternoon, and he's a world champion.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay, I'll go and have another drink.
Go and, buddy, go and take him on. Forget about having a drink, mate. Go and challenge him. Hey, I wanted to hit you up because there was a couple of interesting stories through the week. Firstly, you alluded to the fact that, yeah, we know we got Guns N' Roses coming to town, but you alluded to the fact that we've got some other big name acts coming to town mid-next year. When is that likely to happen, and when will we find out who they are?
You'll probably find out sometime later in the year. I can probably share with you, Luke.
Go on.
I can't give you the full name, but it started with Bond something. You
know? Two. You're telling me you two are going to come to the Gold Coast.
No. I didn't say that. But anyhow, let's keep everyone guessing. And,
You're saying no. You've had a couple, and you're telling me you two are coming to town.
Nah, I'm not. It's not Bono.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay.
Else we got there, man?
Okay. All right. So the other one, mate, is I saw that we're getting a driverless buses here on the Gold Coast. What is going on with these driverless buses? This sounds ridiculous to me, but it's obviously a technology that's been proven. So what's the go?
What it is autonomous bus, and so you get on and. And basically, the bus goes around with no drivers, and it's electric, solar powered, and I wouldn't mind trialing it from let's say for instance you're at Tedder Avenue and you go, I'll jump on that and I want to get towards the end of the spit, but halfway through, get off, walk down to SeaWorld, get on the ferry.
Cross
the river, and then go on a light rail and go back to Broadbeak Bowls Club.
I love it. I think that's fantastic. I mean, I don't know if we've got it anywhere else in Australia, but if we could get it here on the coast first, that'd be awesome. And the ride share bike, these bikes that we used to have around the place, the orange ones, we're getting new ones. Red ones are going to be around the coast.
Yes, we're not just changing the colour. They call it e-bike. So what it really means, Luke, is for a guy who's a bit older than you are and we're going up a steep hill and the battery kicks in and gets you over the hill.
Unreal.
And so you can drive further, longer and higher. You know, so it's not like the Olympics, but... So 750 of them are going to be here on the Gold Coast and there's no cost to ratepayers. That's the key.
Good stuff. All right. Well, we'll let you get back to it there at the Bowls
Club. Before let me go, mate, just give me 1 second to go, Luke. On behalf of the Gold Coasters, we have enjoyed your genuinity, your generosity as you host so many and MC so many charity functions. And whatever your path is, we are so proud of you as a Gold Coaster. You're born and bred here. And, mate, we love you.
Right back at you, Tom. Right back at you, mate. And thank you for everything over the years as well, mate. I've really appreciated you being so accessible to the Gold Coast Fire Radio Show. Not many mayors across the country are, and we appreciate it as a city, mate. And thanks for the words, Tom. All the best, mate. Have a great Chrissy.
Cheers, mate. You too, bud.
There he goes. Mayor Tom Tate. Love that man. This is your local drive home.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Weird day here today because it's my final day here at Triple M. Not returning next year, unfortunately, the show. Aww. And we are, we've had, we went out to lunch with the bosses. They took producer Jeremy and I out. They've had a big staff meeting here for us. They really couldn't have been nicer as they shoved us out the door. I've got to be honest with you. it's been remarkable. I've got to say, I wasn't surprised in the slightest that Margot just rocked up to say goodbye. That's the sort of person that Margot is. She's just a true friend. I just love her so much. And I really enjoyed the time on the show where Margot was my co-host because, I've been doing this radio game a long, long time and it's no given. You can put two really talented people together. But unless there's chemistry, it's just not going to work. And we see it all the time. They drag someone in off The Bachelor or something and they whack them on the radio with another talented person. And it doesn't work. And you just either have chemistry or you don't. And I definitely had it with Margot, probably more so than any other co-host I've ever worked with, to be honest. That's the sort of person that she is. But when Margot left, I had the great fortune, of course, with working with Cherie for a time, which was awesome. I really love Cherie as well. And she was, you know, a true friend. But then they, you know, COVID struck and Cherie lost her gig here. And it was just me with you guys. And I spoke about it earlier. Earlier in the week, I think it was, when I told you that this was going to be our final week on air. And I talked about how great it's been. It was just doing the show by myself with you guys effectively as my co-host. I've really enjoyed it. Took a bit of time to get used to because it is kind of a weird phenomena. Try doing it in your car where you just stand there and you're talking out loud by yourself. You feel like a weirdo to begin with. And I have always really dug the camaraderie that comes with being a part of a radio ensemble. But I've got in the groove of working by myself with you guys, and I never really saw it as a solo hosting gig. I thought that I was just a voice for the Gold Coast here, and my co-host was the Gold Coast, and it was really cool. So I've so much appreciated all of you guys that have called through for whatever reason, and we've been celebrating all year.
I've just got something to add with that. I just got something together yesterday when you talked about your co-host that you worked with.
Right.
Listen to this.
This is the Goldies 92.5 Triple M, Luke Bradnam and Annabelle Brett. This is the Goldies 92.5 Triple M, Luke Bradnam and Ali Plath. This is the Goldies 92.5 Triple M, Luke Bradnam, Jay Jones. This is the Rush Hour Gold 92.5 with Luke Bradnam and special guest co-host Ash Pollard. Gold 92.5, Luke Bradnam and Charlie Robinson. It's the Rush Hour Gold 92.5, Luke Bradnam, Alan Briggs. It's the Rush Hour Gold 92.5 with Luke Bradnam and Joe Lynch. It's the Rush Hour Gold 92.5, Luke Bradnam and Mandy Catalano. This is the Rush Hour Gold 92.5, Luke Bradnam and Mel Buttle. It's the Goldies 92.5 Triple M, the Rush Hour, Luke Bradnam, Madeline West. Goldies 92.5 Triple M, the Rush Hour, Luke Bradnam and Cherie Everett with you. It's the Rush Hour Gold 92.5, Luke Bradnam, Margot Parker.
Oh, far out, that is. There's a story there for you. There's a story there for you. How many did we go through, mate?
On and off air, it was 28.
Was it 28?
28 different people.
Far out. That was draining. Oh, that was so taxing, I'll be honest with you. I was coming into work here on a daily basis and having no idea who I was working with. And there were times where I just was like, oh, far out. Who are you again? There were times when I was mixing their names up. Remember that? But anyway, to all everyone that tried for the gig, there is no, you didn't miss out on it. There's no gig anymore, unfortunately. But no, I enjoyed working with each and every single one of those people over the time, and particularly, of course, Margot and Cherie. And Mel Buttle, she's a real talent too. They were good times. Anyway, I've enjoyed working with you guys, and so much so that we've put together this week our five best calls of the year. We played four of them, which leaves just this one. Our best caller of the year is put together by our voting panel, which included producer Jeremy, the Dalai Lama, Julia Gillard, Tommy Radonikis, and also the very fine judge, Jeff Fennick. And they came up with Sean from Upper Coomera, who told us a disgraceful story of his trip to McDonald's. Have a listen.
Okay, Sean from Upper Coomera. God, hey, what's your go, mate?
Yeah, mate, I've got a furler for you. Mm. Mrs. and I went into McDonald's to, you know, get a feed, but I've gone into the toilet to do a number two, and I've come out, and thinking that it was my missus that it's ordered, I've sat down beside her, hand-dived into the packet of chips and started eating chips, and I've gone, that was the best dump ever. True story. I've looked up and it wasn't me, missus. She's gone and changed tables.
You're an animal. You animal. Who was it? What were they doing?
I've never met her in my life.
The poor chick.
True story, mate.
You should have been arrested on the spot for just being an animal. Firstly, who goes to the bathroom at McDonald's to do that? I mean, they've got a home ground for that. And then secondly, who wants to come out and tell his missus about it, no matter how good it may or may not have been? But this animal does. And then he gets the missus wrong. Best story I've ever heard on the radio.
She's looked
and
up
he's
at
eating
me
his chips. Said, and he's eating his chips. She's eating. He's eating this poor chick's chips after he's just done that. You know this animal hasn't washed his hands. You know there's no chance, mate, that this guy did.
In all honesty, I did wash my hands.
Whatever, mate. Whatever, mate. Oh, far out. Oh, I am going to miss those stories.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No. It's Tool of the Week.
132710 is our number. It's your local drive home, the Rush Hour with Luke Bradnam. Final chance we get to do this. Oh, look who's kicking us off this afternoon. Dave the Towie. G'day, mate. How are you?
Oh, saddened, Lukey, saddened that my main man's leaving.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know who the fall of the year is? Whoever decided to get to you, and they get no free toes. No toes for you.
Good on you. Thanks, Dave. Let's go to Karen
the Tool of the Week.
Karen from Arundel. Go ahead, Karen. Who's the Tool of the Year in your book?
Well, it's definitely got to be Trump. I mean, any idiot that says we can go and inject, you know, disinfectant into our
that's right. I forgot about that.
Into our arms. I mean, you've got to be the biggest wanker, hey?
How did I know we were going to get a Trump nomination? All right, let's do it. Let's crown him.
The Tool of the Week.
Damo out of Oxenford. Go ahead, Damo. You're on the air, mate. Who's your tool?
My tool is the management at Triple M who decided not to bloody renew your contract, Luke.
Well, it's in fairness, mate, I don't think it's anyone here. No one in this building, that's for sure. They tell me they're bitterly disappointed, and I tend to believe them. But, all right, mate, I appreciate that. In fact, can I just take a moment, mate, to send a quick message of support? I've had an enormous outpouring of support, particularly on Instagram and Facebook. A lot of messages from Gold Coasters, even just walking around town, actually, since the news broke. People have been really fantastic. And I know that there's a big problem in society with regards to online trolling. God knows I've been the victim of it. But the support that I've had has been overwhelming since the news broke, and I have actually written back to every person that's reached out to me, because it has meant something to me that you've taken the time out of your day to send a positive message, and I really appreciate it, probably more than what you know, and I thank you very much, and I actually hope I can keep in contact with you all too via the social media until I appear and pop up somewhere. Some other place someday. Thank you to everyone that has done that. I do appreciate it. And to Dave the Towie and Damo from Oxenford that's just called through. Thank you for your support, my friends. I appreciate it.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
This is our second final break before we rack off out of here for good. And I just want to I want to say a few words for our final break. But I just want to pay tribute to a couple of people before I do that. And you are one of them, Producer Jeremy. I want to say to you, Brixie's not here, but Brixie's been a massive part of this show, as an important member of this team that we've had as anyone. And he's not well, Brixie, so he's not here. But thank you for your work, Brixie. I love working with you. Producer Jeremy, I said this publicly in front of everyone at the workplace earlier today, and here's the way that this news broke down, that we're not coming back next year. They dragged us into a meeting, I can't even remember how long ago, maybe a month ago or so. It was State of Origin Day, I remember that, because I was thinking, God, you guys sure know how to ruin State of Origin night. And they told us we're not coming back. And look, we had every reason to stick our bottom lip out and, you know, be full of resentment and all of this sort of stuff. And what we did was instead we went, you know what, we got a month left. Let's enjoy it as much as we possibly can. Let's do as good a job as we possibly can in this final month. And you have led that charge, mate, and you're a quality human being. You're a true friend. And, mate, I could not have asked for a better producer. Or a better mate, quite frankly, mate. So I don't mean to embarrass you, but I want to tell you how much I've appreciated what you've done, mate.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you very much.
Greatly appreciated.
And we'll say a few words coming up next. Is there a montage, mate? Is there anything that we need as a bit of a look down memory lane?
We do. We had a few ups and downs this year with what we were doing. We sort of put things out once they sort of came across the studio desk. and one was spiders snoring. So we ran with it, and one of our guys, Crickers, in the audio department, did these things up.
Timber!
This is the biggest snorer of the Gold Coast. I don't know who it is.
And my favourite. This was Aaron from Maudsland, who we had a lot of fun with.
He was the best snorer, wasn't he?
Best snorer, hands down. We even got the meter on it, and he was the loudest, hands down. So that was a good start. And then we got on to Jai Arrow, who we spoke to a little bit earlier, just because of his hairdo of this year. So we decided to find the best mullets the Gold Coast. And this is what Jai was looking for when he's looking at a good mullet.
Yeah, that's a hard one, that. I love length. There's got to be a lot of length at the back and maybe some curls at the bottom too, where you see those real dirty curls, right. Right at the bottom. And depending on colour, I don't know if I'm too... don't know if I'm really going to care about that, right. But I think the length will be the best thing, and how dirty and bogany they look.
The old mullet, mate. That was a good competition. That one.
That was.
I'm surprised someone else hasn't stolen that. To be honest, that was good fun.
Yeah, so they haven't, which is a good thing. It's a good legacy to have. Now our final little bit. I've been working with Matty Innes over the last 3 days, talking to a few people around the place, and we've put this together for you. It goes for a little bit, but have a listen.
G'day, Luke. It's your great mate, Dobbo, and I'm just wanting to say that you are one of the best blokes that I've ever met in my life, and I have loved working with you. I just want to tell you, mate, that I'm better for knowing you, and I'm better for working with you, and it won't be long before hopefully we're back working together. I love you, mate, so much. Cheers.
TC's Alabigil. TC's an alabilogy. I honestly have no trouble saying it. When I read it, I can't read it. Here we go again.
G'day, Luke. Joe Lynch here. I feel very privileged to be able to say that I have co-hosted a radio show with Luke Bradnam. Now, that was about 20 years ago back in Darwin. We had a great time. It was a bit loose, that radio show, but it's been amazing to work with you again on the Gold Coast. On the daily, you crack me up. Your life is walking radio content, and I really hope that I get to work with you again one day in radio. All the best, Luke.
T's and C's, alabilgidly. T's and C's, alabil... I know how to say alabilgidly.
Hey, Luke, it's your number one most favourite radio co-host. Of course, it's me, Sheree. We are certainly going to miss you. I tune in every afternoon and listen to you. Always brings a smile to my face. Very, very sad to see you go, but cannot wait to see what you pop up and do in 2021. 3 cheers for Luke. Woo!
Okay, I'm going again. Be quiet. Stop your laughing. Let's be pros. Here we go. T's and C's, our ability...
Luke, it's your friendly breakfast team, Bridge and Spider, now with Flan and me as well, Ben Hunter.
We do want to say thank you in some ways that you didn't use us as the drunk example that you used on your show plenty of times. Could have used all of us at one stage where I'll try and work out what these guys are saying at a Christmas party or two.
Mate, I just want to wish you all the very best in the future, mate. I'll tell you what I would say. When my wife had breast cancer, you were unbelievable, Luke. The advice you gave me was magnificent, and I'll thank you forever for that. Thank you.
You've always been the ultimate professional, and for your future, all the best. I hope you stick with radio in some degree because you're too good not to.
T's and C's, alabilogy.
I can't believe
that. Hey, Luke, I just wanted to say that I'm so proud of you and all that you've achieved. It was such a privilege for me to work with you. You literally taught me everything that I know about radio. Can't wait to catch up with you very soon.
T's and C's, alabilogy.
Hey, Luke, it is your one and only favourite, most loved
Rush Hour co-host Margot Parker here. I just wanted to wish you all the best. I'm so sad to hear that you're leaving the Triple M family, but I know you are a slave to the radio and you will be back popping up somewhere else. Look forward to seeing you doing the weather on Channel 9. But I have to say, mate, you've been my favourite person to work with in radio. Look forward to seeing you around the Gold Coast. You are the man of the hour, and I'm wishing you all the best. Lots of love, my friend. Good luck.
T's and C's, eligibility applies.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone that participated in that. Some great, God, that mate, you nearly got me, you bastard. You nearly got me. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, wrap this thing up.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
About to sign off. This is it for us now. We're racking off out of here. And this is obviously the Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M. It's been my home for the last 4 years. But more than that, the Gold Coast Radio has been my home for the last 17 years. 17 years I've had to share with you guys. And I just reflecting back on that 17 years this morning and how my life has changed immeasurably over that period of time. I have I've been engaged, married, had a baby, divorced, engaged again in that time, and it has been it's been my life. It really has. This last 17 years has been my life's work, and I have loved every second of it, and it's been an absolute privilege to be one of the voices of Gold Coast Radio for as long as what I possibly have. Very sad that it's ended, but I've thought about how I want to finish this show, and I thought about it because, you know, obviously I'm disappointed to not be returning next year, and I have had a few people say to me, oh gee, I bet you wish you never left Hot Tomato back in the day, because you'd probably still be there, etc. But I got to tell you a story, and this is how I really wanted to finish the show. I have absolutely no regrets whatsoever, because firstly, I have loved my 4 years here at Triple M. It's been incredible. I've met some amazing peoples that will be lifelong friends. I'm talking about Dobbo, Libby, Margo, producer Jeremy. I mean, the list goes on and on. But more than that, because I made the decision to leave Hot Tomato and get out of my comfort zone and go to take on a different challenge, I actually met my soon-to-be wife, Lauren. And for that alone, I'd get sacked a million times over by any radio station to have her in my life. And we met when I was at Triple M. And there's something that I have that I haven't shared with the audience over the last, 6 months or so. And I want to share it with you now on my final break on radio here for however long. And that is that as of next Sunday, she will be my wife. I'm getting married on Sunday at Point Lookout. Lauren and I are getting married, and it's so exciting, and I'm so lucky. I just feel so fortunate, and to have someone like her in my life, who I just love so much, and I get to do so many things with. And yeah, I haven't shared that with the audience. I don't know why. I just felt like I wanted to keep something to myself. Thank you. Producer Jeremy will be there on the day. But the other news is that Lauren is pregnant and we are having a baby. March next year, late March, another Bradnam will enter the world. Not that the world needs another Bradnam, but we're having a baby. And of course, I was able to share with the Gold Coast when Coralie came onto the scene, and she's 14 years of age now. And I do hope that I get to share this news with you guys as well. Very exciting, and so much to look forward to in the years ahead. And it's all because I came here to Triple M, and so I have zero regrets. I have only gratitude for the people that are here and the people that I got to meet, and for you guys for allowing me to share my life with you for the last 17 years. Hopefully I will see you soon. Thank you for listening over all these years. It means more to me than you could possibly know. I've loved every single second of it, and I wish you all the very best, and can't wait to see you all again somewhere
someday. Until then, cop you later.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.